possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of Phillies Today for Monday, July 7th. Yes, I am recording this Sunday night around 7 p.m., just a couple hours after the All-Star Game reserves were announced, and we now have the overall National League All-Star, or National League and American League, all of the Major League Baseball's All-Star rosters are out now. And I will tell you who was picked from the Phils to be on the National League roster. Not going to want to miss that. If you're listening, you probably already know who, but if you haven't found out, I will tell you, and I will also tell you who I did and didn't think get snubbed, because there were players that had cases to make this team and did not make the team. And so stay tuned for that. And so really not much else, you know, different besides that for today's show. We'll recap, Sunday's game, give you my thoughts on it. And then I'll give you my thoughts on the series win against the Cincinnati Reds, taking 2 of 3, giving my thoughts overall. And then an injury update on Aaron Nola, and then series preview for the next 3-game set that the Phils have at the San Francisco Giants, as they will go out west this week to play the Giants and the Padres. But we start with Sunday's game, where, I mean, at this point, we really have just, there are no words for what Zach Wheeler is able to do on the mound anymore. And I mean, that was the recap from today's game, really. Zach Wheeler throwing a complete game gem, going 9 innings, one hit on the home run by Austin Hayes. Of course, Hayes was going to do it this weekend at some point. I was thinking it, and you were all thinking it too. Once Hayes hit that home run today, I had a good feeling that was going to happen. So Zach Wheeler throws a complete game gem outside of that home run, was absolutely dominant, was filthy, disgusting, everything, every word that you can come up with to describe how good a pitcher can perform in a baseball game. That's what Zach Wheeler did. And then Kyle Schwarber, really the only offense that you got from the Phils in this game. It was enough. And It was enough when you had Zach Wheeler going all nine innings. Kyle Schwarber hitting an RBI double in the fifth inning. And then Bryson Stott with the game-winning home run in the eighth inning, hitting a two-run bomb. 405 feet out to the right field, almost second deck. It was a shot. And that's how the Phillies would win this game. And they would win 3-1. And they would win the series and take 2 of 3 from the Cincinnati Reds. So my thoughts and observations from Sunday's game. And I mean, I know we've almost run out of things to say about Zach Wheeler, but I mean, how can you not talk about him? Like I said, he complete game, only one hit on the home run, no walks, 12 strikeouts, the one home run. Again, there's really no words. And I think the biggest thing about today's game was that maybe this will be a big selling point now as we get closer to the All-Star game in, what is it, in 9 days from where we are right now on, well, you know, I'm recording this on Sunday, about 9-10 days. And, you know, I mean, Wheeler, performance like this, it's going to help maybe be in that All-Star game starter, the All-Star game starting pitcher to go out there on that mound. And, I mean, it didn't help today that Paul Skenes, even though he got pulled with 78 pitches in 5 innings of work, and it was 10 strikeouts in 5 innings, and gave up no runs. I mean, Skenes being Skenes, do not know why he got pulled. Maybe there's something more, but I don't think there was. Skenes got pulled, and his ERA sits right now at under 2. I don't know how you don't. I'm sorry. I know I'm saying this on a Phillies podcast. I love this baseball team, but I mean, how can Paul Skenes not be the guy? I get it. Well, because Wheeler is from the area. I get it. He's from Georgia. I understand it, but I mean, Skenes still has a bit of a heavier case to me than Zach Wheeler to start in this game. But I mean, this, what Zach Wheeler was able to do in today's game, as we get closer to the All-Star game, yeah, try to make a case for himself to start this game, where he, you know, in the area of Georgia, where he's, you know, being from Georgia and all that good stuff. And then the second thought, kudos to Rob Thomson for letting Zach Wheeler going back out for the ninth inning. Not to say necessarily that I was completely surprised that Wheeler went back out for the ninth, but at that point, I believe he was at 100 pitches after 8 innings. I'm pretty sure it was 100 pitches. And I don't know. At that point, I was like, okay, Wheeler's probably done for the day. He's at 100. But no, Rob Thomson lets Zach Wheeler go back out for the ninth. He has his moment. The crowd is chanting, "Let's go, Wheeler." It was, I mean, if you were in the ballpark, which where I'm sure that maybe there's a few or some of you listening that maybe were at the game to see this game. And I mean, you can tweet me and at @Rojas_media_, and you could tell me if you were there. I want to know what that was like, because that was giving me chills from watching it on TV. From just watching it on TV, it was really cool. And I think it was, and big ups to Topper. And I know you're saying, well, that's what he was supposed to do. Well, I mean, in today's age, again, Skenes got pulled with 78 pitches in 5 innings when he was mowing down the Mariners lineup. So again, maybe there's something I don't know more there, but like, you get the point. I mean, we see guys get pulled early all the time now. It's five and dive is what they call it, right? And then guys, but if it goes six, like, oh my gosh. So kudos to Rob Thomson, because I don't know. I was not expecting Wheeler to go out for that ninth, but thank goodness, because that was a really, really, really cool moment. And Zach deserves, no one deserves that more than Zach Wheeler. Last thing, I mean, in regards to the offense, thank goodness for Zach Wheeler, because the offense did just enough. They were, once again, not good with runners in scoring position. They were 0 for 10 with runners in scoring position. And especially, I believe it was what was the bottom of the sixth where they had the bases loaded and had a chance. I mean, they had a bunch of chances in this game. And I think it was the bottom of the sixth where they had the chance to really, you know, take the lead, and they did not. It was a little frustrating, but the offense was able to do enough, though. At the end of the day, I guess when you have your ace on the mound like that, even in today's age, knowing how long Wheeler can go in a game, you know, I guess you're fine with the way the offense performed today. I mean, but on other days, maybe we don't. I mean, the Stott home run was big. So the Stott home run was big, and it ended up, they ended up doing just enough. So you had Schwarber with the RBI double early on, or middle of this game, and then Stott with the clutch home run. Stott still hits clutch home runs every now and then. He still does. So Bryson Stott doing that, and then offense doing just enough behind Zach Wheeler to win this game. Because, I mean, they weren't doing anything up until that eighth inning, because they were not executing. They were not doing what you're supposed to do as an offense to try to at least give your ace a little run support. So offense doing just enough today. Last thought from today's game. Series overall, we have to get to Jesus Luzardo. And Jesus not having the best showing on Friday, on July 4th. And I mean, it was bad. It was really bad. Only won a couple innings and gave up 6 runs. 5 of them were earned. I'll say this. I'm not concerned about Jesus just yet. I'm not concerned because I don't think, look, and I know a lot of it is skewed by those two outings that he had against Milwaukee. The one against Milwaukee and the one against Toronto. But you figured the issue was tipping pitches, and they fixed that, and he went back out against Chicago and had a dominant performance. Against Miami was eh. But, you know, then you had New York and Atlanta that were good starts, and it looked like Jesus was returning to Jesus. But then he has this start against Cincinnati, and wasn't great.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And, you know, really put the Phillies in a hole early. And I'm not concerned about Jesus just yet. I know what the numbers are right now with the runners on base versus not on base. I'm willing to give Jesus a little bit of a longer clip, right? I mean, he's going to be in your starting rotation. I'm not saying that. I'm just talking about the concern for Lizardo, like the concern level. Like, I'm not at, I mean, I'd say out of a 1 to 10 on the concern level, I'm at like a 4 or 5. I mean, it'll go higher if, you know, depending on how he starts, as the next couple starts, maybe, you know, next like 3 to 5 starts, we'll see. He'll be in the series, next series against San Francisco. So I'm not jumping on being concerned about Jesus Lizardo just yet. So, but not the greatest start on Friday. A couple of more takeaways from the series. Offense being able to produce, even with being horrible with runners in scoring position the entire weekend. They were 3 for 28. 3 for 28. All three games combined. That's not good. They haven't been horrible, horrible with runners in scoring position this year. I believe last time I checked, they're like 12th in runners in scoring position in Major League Baseball. That was at least before today's game. That might go down. But finished top 10 last year. They're in the middle of the pack right now. I know they were in the middle of the pack at some point last year, too, I believe. But 3 for 28 in all three games combined, and they were able to, you know, especially that win, the first win on Saturday, you've got, you know, production by the home runs. You got the Sosa home run, you got the Schwarber home run, you got the Boehm home run, and that was enough. And then today, you know, Schwarber with the RBI double, Marsh came to score from first base. So that, and then Stott with the two-run homer. So, but able to produce without, you know, but it, Don't love to see not being able to score runs in scoring position, but they were able to do it in spite of that. Still winning this series. I mean, they even scored 6 runs in the first game. So, yeah. So, last takeaway, going back to starting pitching, we talked about with Lizardo and Wheeler so far. With Ranger Suarez, so Rob Thompson talked about it. So Ranger kind of finished a little early on Saturday, and he finished at 80 pitches. He went 5 innings, you know, good outing, 5 innings, only one run allowed and 6 strikeouts, a couple of walks. Had a good outing. I'm really curious to see how Rob Thompson's going to use him going forward, because he mentioned that he was on an 85 pitch plan. Ranger was on board with it, he said, post game. And I'm curious to see how he's going to use him going forward, because they said they don't want the same thing to happen last year, where he basically acknowledged that, you know, he burned out last year, and they don't want the same thing to happen. And maybe that's why he had the back injury and all that last year, and he had the second half that he did. I think at the end of the day, I do think it's a good thing, because I would rather have Ranger, you know, not being stretched out so much to where you're like, okay, but he's been so good. Like, no, he's at the point last year, at least length of starts. I think he's somewhere around where last year, where he started to take a bit of a dip. I mean, he wasn't the same pitcher. I'm cool with, look, you know that Lizardo, Sanchez, Wheeler, and then Nola, when he gets back, you know those guys are going to give you bulky innings. Like, they're going to give you, they can give you 7, maybe 8 innings. We saw today with Wheeler with 9. I think if Ranger, you don't need all 5 starters to be able to go 7-8 innings. I mean, that'd be great. That'd be amazing. But I would rather have Ranger 5 to 6 innings and have the other guys go, you know, be the, be the ones that are going to be the horses for you. I'm okay with that. I'm completely okay with that. Whatever, if that's going to give you this version of Ranger Suarez, then I that's big for this team. So I'm curious to see what Rod Thompson's going to do with Ranger going forward. Interesting, but I'm leaning towards more optimistic about this. Okay, let's get to it, because I know that if you haven't heard it, or if you have and you want to know who you think was snubbed and whatnot, National League All-Star reserves were announced. I'm not going to go through the complete list or anything like that, but I will talk about the five players that were potentially in play to get on the team that I think, and I think Rob Thompson was asked about it too. So Kyle Schwarber, Zach Wheeler, Christopher Sanchez, Trey Turner, and Ranger Suarez. Kyle Schwarber and Zach Wheeler were the only Phillies to make the All-Star team. And I think the biggest one here to have a case of being snubbed, quote-unquote snubbed, was Christopher Sanchez, because I think Christopher Sanchez, to this point in the season, has been incredible. He's had what? He has 17 starts on the season. He's had a full load on the season. An ERA of 2.68. Has a 100 plus innings, over 100 strikeouts. He's a FIP under 3. The ERA plus of 1.59. He's been great. He's been amazing. He's been really, really, really good. He's probably the one that I would say maybe has the best case to look at, and you're saying, well, he should have been on this team. And I think there's, I would agree with that. But some of these other guys that were voted on this team also had really good cases too. I mean, my gosh, Mackenzie Gore. I mean, Mackenzie Gore doesn't, his ERA isn't as low as Christopher Sanchez, but the strikeout numbers are there, man, and he's been really good. I probably would edge Sanchez over Gore, but there wasn't anything like egregious. There wasn't anything absolutely egregious. All these guys have had really, really good seasons, like Yamamoto, and even Matthew Boyd has been like really good this year. A lot of these guys have been really good. It's been hard to crack this. And Clayton Kershaw was voted, but when they had Pujols and Miguel Cabrera, right? That season where they had both of those guys. But I mean, this is even Clayton Kershaw's last year though. He's not retiring. I don't know how I feel about that. Maybe Sanchez should have been. I don't know. I will say this though, that the National League, that the pitchers, very good. That was hard to crack, but I would say Sanchez has the best case. Ranger Suarez, I don't really think he does have a case, because missing the first month of the season, I do think that plays a factor. That definitely plays a factor. I know he's been nails. He's been amazing, but considering how good the National League starting pitching has been, I don't think Ranger had really a case at all. And then Trey Turner. I think Trey Turner, I would think, and it looks like on social media, is the one getting the most talked about being snubbed. I think Trey had a case to make the All-Star team. If he was voted in, I would have been happy, and I would have said that logically makes sense. I love Trey. He's one of my favorite players in the Phillies and players in Major League Baseball. Ellie De La Cruz had just as much of a case. And by Baseball Reference WAR, very similar. I mean, Trey was like just 0.1 ahead of him. Ellie, 18 home runs, had an 843 OPS. His OPS was better than Trey's. Has just as many stolen bases. I'm not saying that he's had necessarily a better season than Trey, but they've had very, very close seasons to each other. Okay, they've had very close seasons to each other. I know Trey has a better batting average, but they have similar on base percentages. Again, like, I'll value the OPS a little more on Ellie's side. I know Trey's leading the National League in hits. I'm not saying that Trey doesn't have a case, but Ellie has the power numbers. OPS is a little better. He's not that far off of Trey. I think they're pretty close. You could go either one. It was a pick 'em. I probably would have edged Trey, but I can see the case for Elliott. So I don't think that Trey was snubbed necessarily. There's, you know, two shortstops that were going to be on the All-Star team. It was and the other one was Lindor, who was starting, and Lindor has a case too. Has also a case. They're all three of those guys right there all had cases to start and to be a reserve. And it's just, that is what it is. So, but I would love to know your thoughts. You can tweet me at @Rojas_media_. You make the case to me why you think Trey was snubbed. All I see on Philly's Twitter, I'm going to be honest, all I see on Philly's Twitter is, oh my God, Trey got snubbed. Oh my gosh. It's a pity that he got snubbed. Like, okay, like, give me an actual case of why he got snubbed. Like, to me, a snub is like someone egregiously got in over him, over Trey, and it doesn't even make sense why that other guy got in. Like, Ellie had a case, Lindor had a case, both had a case. Injury update for Aaron Nola. He threw a bullpen session without any issues today. He will continue to rehab in Clearwater during the Phillies' West Coast road trip and through the All-Star break. And that's thank you to Phillies.com for the update. Okay, next game, or next series preview, three games set at the San Francisco Giants, and the Giants are going to come into this series. Now, this record will probably be different when you're listening because I'm recording this before the Giants play on Sunday Night Baseball tonight, but Giants 48-42, third in the National League West. They are 4-6 in their last 10 games. Right now, their offense is 19th in runs scored in Major League Baseball overall. Starting pitching just outside the top 10, they're 11th in ERA. Relief pitching has been their biggest strength this year, first in earned run average. Monday, looking at the starting pitching matchups, tonight, you know, Monday, 9:45, Christopher Sanchez versus Landon Rupp. And then Tuesday night, Taiwan Walker back on the mound. He's going to get a start, it looks like, versus Robbie Ray. And then Wednesday at 3:45, it will be Jesus Luzardo versus Justin Verlander, our old friend there. Well, you know, from the World Series and all that. And then players to watch that I'm looking at real quick before I get you out of here. Jesus Luzardo, I'm curious to see what he's going to look like next time out. And then Rafael Devers has not been good in San Fran so far since the huge trade. Curious to see that. Okay, that will do it for me. Francisco Rojas, another edition of Phillies Today. I'll be back on Thursday. Make sure you stay tuned for the next couple guys that we'll do next couple of days. So that'll do it for me. Talk to you guys soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.